You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The 25 cent fuel tax excise has been extended for another 6 months, which will now, at this moment, be reviewed in January 2023. The fuel tax excise has been set by the Labour government as fuel prices steadily increased months ago. The cut in petrol excise duty, the equivalent reduction in road user charges, and the half-price public transport fares were due to end next month before this extension. Petrol prices increased 32% in the year to the June 2022 quarter, which is the largest annual increase since 1985. Finance Minister Grant Robertson extended the measures, saying, "We are doing this because we want Kiwis to have some certainty for the rest of the year in the face of volatile fuel prices and the ongoing cost of living pressure," he said. Inflation rates have also increased, rising to 7.3% and is now at a 32-year high. I spoke to economics professor Tim Hazeldine from the University of Auckland on the matter and what his proposals will be to mediate inflation. Firstly, the government's just announced that the 25-cent cut in petrol excise has been extended till January 2023. I just want to get your overall opinion and whether you think this extension will be good for the back pockets of Kiwis.
Yeah, it will be, and it's in the right direction. In other words, it's actually working directly on consumer prices, things that we buy. I'd suggest going a bit further, though, and cutting the GST. You need to reduce inflation for everybody on everything.
And to go on that point of inflation, the figures will be released this afternoon, but it's looking like it might be 7% or exceeding 7% inflation. How is this hurting us?
It's hurting us because it means that if you're on a fixed income, you're paying 7% more for everything you, on average, for everything that you buy. We're going to have to pay a bit more because we've got a real, economists call a supply-side shock here, and it's more popularly known as COVID, and that has actually made life more expensive here and around the world. So we've sort of got to think ahead of it, I think, and think, look, is this just a blip? Are we going to have COVID ruining our lives forever? And I don't think we are. So maybe we shouldn't panic about a 7% annual inflation rate.
It's not just the fuel tax cut that's been extended, it's also been the half-price public transport. Is the measure that's already in place to cut it by half price, is that doing enough, or do you think that consumers, or do you think there should be, like, more subsidy in public transport?
Oh, well, yeah, that's an issue that's before us right now. We've got at least one mayoral candidate whose plan is to cut public transport costs, or bus and train, I guess, to zero. So that's worth arguing about, yeah. But that's more of a long-run thing, saying, you know, we need more people on public transport and less people in their cars and stuff. So that's not crucially related to the current little panic about inflation. But yeah, you're right. If instead of halving it, cut it to zero, that would have a bigger effect, wouldn't it?
So the current measures are focusing on the fuel pump and they're focusing on, like, public transport. But what other areas could be targeted to help Kiwis in their back pocket?
Everything. That's what I'm suggesting, that cut the GST. We've got GST, we've got the most broad-based GST, I think, in the world here. Like, most other countries, like Australia, have exemptions on what they call food. It's tricky to define food sometimes. But we just have it on everything apart from mortgages and taxi fares or something. So if you really want to help people, whether they take the, whether they work at home and never go on public or even private transport, they still got to eat and heat their house and stuff. So taking the GST off would benefit everybody.
Exactly. And especially with students get especially hard cut by all these different areas of inflation because they're worried about paying the rent and making sure there's food on their head.
Yeah. Well, it won't help with the rent because, as I said, for some reason we don't have GST on rents in New Zealand, but it would help with their food and their clothing and their heating, and as well, you know, it would help.
Again, going into, like, the GST side and all that kind of stuff, do you think this could be something that could be on the docket for the next year to be evaluated, or do you think the current moves are something that we should be focusing on, but understanding that next year is an election year? Do you think, it's something that might come to the forefront?
Might be a bit late by then. I don't think, I'm optimistic, if you like, or sanguine about this supply side inflation shock. Petrol prices around the world already coming down. The war in Ukraine, God help us, will be over sometime, and grain prices will drop, and so will oil prices. If what we really don't want to happen is a sort of a panicky wage price spiral. People say, oh my gosh, the cost of living has gone up 7% in the last year. I better raise my wages, you know, my pay demands to 10% to get ahead of it. And once that starts to happen, we're back 40 years ago when we had inflation spiraling up to double digits, more than 10%. So the idea of a sudden but temporary thing like cutting the GST and the petrol prices, fuel tax, is to sort of nip this sort of insidious spiral of wages and prices chasing each other up. Nip it in the bud right now so it doesn't get embedded in the system. That's what I think we should be worrying about. So I know, I think we should be acting now, not waiting for election year or whatever.
So that was economics professor Tim Hazeldine from the University of Auckland speaking to me about the fuel tax cut being extended to January 2023 and other aspects of inflation and whether this is actually good for the back pocket.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.